Welcome to the 56th episode of the Parents Initiative Podcast. This is your host, Leo Colon, and I have our co-host, Rebecca, with us.
Hey, 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 everyone.
We want to take a moment real quick to congratulate you on taking the time to listen to this. Parenting is important to you, and you're showing up and listening to this, and it means a lot to us, and I hope that it encourages you. So what we're going to talk about this episode is why you should set up a memorial for 2020. Why you should set up a memorial for 20 memorial? Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, for 2020. All right. So I want to let you guys know that I can't show you this, obviously, but if you follow us on social media, you can scroll back a little bit and see where me and Rebecca decided to purchase. How many did we purchase?
Three.
Explain to what we did.
We have three signs that say 2020 because we wanted to create a memorial for this past year. It's like just the numbers, and it's really cute. I found them. And
yeah, you made
them.
It's
very subtle.
And it's something that we've set out strategically in different places of the house. Mm-hmm. And the reason why we did that is I want Rebecca to read to you. I had my time of devotion that I do every morning, and I was reading in the book of Joshua. And Rebecca's going to read Joshua chapter 4, verses 5 through 7. And this really stood out to me, and it spoke to me.
And Joshua said to them, "Pass on before the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of the Jordan, and take up each of you a stone upon his shoulder, according to the number of the tribes of the people of Israel, that this may be a sign among you. When your children ask in time to come, 'What do these stones mean to you?' then you shall tell them that the waters of the Jordan were cut off before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. When it passed over the Jordan, the waters of Jordan were cut off, so these stones shall be to the people of Israel a memorial forever."
A memorial forever. And I love verse, I think it's a little bit part of verse 6. It says, "When your children ask in time to come, what do those stones mean to you?" And that like really spoke to me. You know, 2020 obviously was not the greatest year for a lot of people. For us personally, it truly was one of the best years we've had. Now, if you would have asked me in March of 2020 how I really felt about it, what was my outlook for it, I would have said the world was coming to an end. And the reason why I say that is because our Disney trip was canceled.
Yeah.
And like everything just started happening so fast. And there were so many things that we were looking forward to that, you know, just kind of everything changed. We actually.
Services canceled.
Yeah.
We had like the whole half of the year that we had scheduled services and events and canceled.
Parents Initiative was seeing a lot of momentum.
Yeah.
And like we were having a lot of services on the calendar. And just, it was just like, man, I worked so hard in the end of 2019, the beginning part of 2020 to fill that calendar up. And it was just like, I knew that everything was fixing to change. And we've shared this before in this podcast, so I'm not going to go into it too much, but my mind shift, I had a mind shift,
yeah.
You know, a couple weeks after our Disney trip got canceled, I was like, man, I can't have fear. I've got to walk in faith. And it was just like a shift that took place in our home. And a lot of things happened business-wise, a lot of things happened personally-wise. We just saw a lot of God's blessing in our life, and it truly was a great year.
It was, you know, it's a defining moment in those kind of seasons where you're faced with an obstacle or opposition or resistance that you have to make a choice. Am I going to just drown and allow this to overtake me? Am I going to allow, you know, per se, am I going to allow the Red Sea of life just to overtake me? Or am I going to partner with the Lord? Am I going to make a decision that, you know what, I'm going to rise to the occasion. I'm going to allow myself to stay focused on the good and see what I can create, partnering with the Lord and say, okay, what am I going to do? What can I do to make this situation better? Well, making negative comments to yourself and woe is me and living in the mully grubs, that ain't going to help nobody. And it's going to get old. But if you say, okay, what can I do to make this a great year? What can I choose to do? What can I choose to say? What can I choose to listen to really shift our mindset here? And that only not only shifts your mindset, but it shifts everything around you.
Yeah. And so, you know, that's how we kind of wrapped up 2020. We just really focused and we just stayed strong and we stayed committed. We kept on doing the work, kept on loving people, adding value. And we just saw God's lot, you know, God's hand upon our lives and not just on our lives, but a lot of the people around us as well. People that just showed up faithfully every single day. So back to that scripture, you know, I wanted our kids to see 2020 throughout the house strategically in different places and be reminded of God's faithfulness. And not only that, but I wanted that when people come into our home and they see 2020, they ask us, why do you have 2020? I want to be able to testify to God's faithfulness and goodness.
Yeah, because, in our lives. You know, listen, God is faithful to you, but you also have a role that you play. He'll make you ruler over much if he can trust you with little. And there are things that you have to choose to do to pick yourself up, to move forward, that partners with the promises that are in the Word of God. You know, Moses didn't just walk across the Red Sea without an action that he had to take, and that action had to involve faith. And it involved him being obedient. And there are some things that you may have been challenged with this past year. Maybe you're challenged with them right now. And the Lord is telling you some instructions to do, and you haven't done it yet. And he's waiting on you. He is waiting on you. And that's some things that God has spoken to me in my heart, that there are things that I want to see happen in my life. But you know what? He already gave me the instruction to do. It's my responsibility to pick up that staff, to walk in obedience, and to lay it over the river.
So make sure that, you know, you have something that reminds you of how faithful God has been. You know, if, whether it's 2020 or right now, you need a memorial to that every time you see it, it reminds you of your purpose.
Yeah.
And that God is not done. Listen, if you're listening to this, obviously God is not done with you yet. Mm-hmm. God is not done with your family. God is not done with you in general at all. I mean, you still have purpose and he's not finished with you. So I encourage you to set up that memorial and also listen, focus on what you can control. Just like Rebecca said a few moments ago, you know, she really hit it on the head. You know, you got to focus on what you can do. So let your kids know your intent and get them involved.
Yeah.
Get them involved.
Get them involved. And one of the things that we talked about is celebrating. Look at what good has come from this past year. You know, focus on what obstacles did you face? Yes, focus on that. But celebrate the wins. Celebrate what happened. You know, for us, we got out of our own way. We sold our home. We expanded our home. And you know what Zane told me the other day? He said, "Mom."
That's our son.
Zane, he's our oldest, and he's 15. And he said, "Mom, it's so different here." And I said, "What do you mean by that?" He goes, "Our home is so peaceful." And I said, "Why do you feel like it's so peaceful?" Because there was a season where, you know, we had peace amongst ourselves, but our home, because everybody's stuck in a very small space and we're all doing the things. He said, "Mom, I just felt like when we took that step and we obeyed and we moved, God brought us to a place where it was more space for us, and it brought that peace that we were desiring." And he said, "It's less stressful." He goes, "When I come home to do homework, you know, it's not everybody's on top of each other." And it can shift the atmosphere around you when you walk in obedience to what you need in your family. And so celebrate those wins. It might be a little thing, but it wasn't little to you. It was a big deal for your family. So celebrate those moments. And you know what? Invite your kids to come along with you.
Yeah, we were kind of late on the process, but this past Friday, I think it was the 8th, we sat down by the fire and we talked about what we want to see God do in 2021. And celebrated some things and just had a good family time, and it was awesome. So mm-hmm. that was our way of involving them and saying, hey, look, what you want to see happen in 2021 is important to us too. Mm-hmm. And they know where we're going and what we want to see happen, and they're involved in that. So I encourage you to do that.
Yeah, because when they become a part of this, they love to be involved with you, to know that they're not alone, and that they play a role in this household.
We thank you for taking the time to listen to this. Congratulations. Listen, if you can, rate this, review it, share it. Join our community on Facebook and Instagram. Listen, if you want to follow us as well, it's our full names, Lionel Cologne, Rebecca Cologne on Facebook. And I know it's a little different on Instagram, but you could find us pretty easily. We'll love for you to follow us.
Would you like to have Parents Initiative presented in your church, Bible study, an online event, or even an event that you're hosting in a smaller group setting or a big event? Be sure to contact us through our website or social media pages. The links are found in the show notes.
Until next time.